crying out to meet you. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Now's the time to go and see the preacher. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. Easter Mass at the Vatican, St. Peter's Square, is packed with the faithful under sunny skies.
Grazie. Grazie, Papa Francesco.
Pope Francis, though, delegated his reading of his Easter blessing to a cardinal. The 88-year-old pontiff may appear on the Vatican balcony shortly. In Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin attended midnight mass after declaring a 30-hour ceasefire in Ukraine. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg is in Moscow.
Kremlin critics would call this ceasefire PR. They would argue that this is an attempt to do the minimum to persuade President Trump that Russia is serious about peace and that Ukraine is not serious about peace. The Americans have been pushing for this 30-day comprehensive ceasefire from both Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine had agreed to that. Russia didn't agree to that or put lots of conditions to that. Instead, it's come up with this 30-hour ceasefire, and it did so without any warning.
In Kyiv, President Volodymyr Zelensky claims Russia is already violating its own ceasefire. Thousands took to the streets across the U.S. yesterday to protest President Trump's policies. It was timed to coincide with the 250th anniversary of the start of the Revolutionary War.
We are trying to uphold the Constitution and ask the government to end their executive overreach.
Federally funded programs that are being disappeared by the government, they're being cut. People are losing their jobs right now. People are concerned about their immigrant family members.
Today's the day the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security submit a joint report on border policy to President Trump, telling him if he should invoke the Insurrection Act of 1807, which would allow him to use troops to enforce federal laws. When far-right terrorists blew up the federal building in Oklahoma City 30 years ago this Saturday, the people of Oklahoma didn't respond with hatred or calls for revenge. Instead, they instituted the Oklahoma Standard, which promotes acts of service, honor, and kindness. Yesterday, former President Bill Clinton was there to tell them.
Believe me, we've all got something to be mad about, something legitimate to be mad about. You made a different decision. So America needs the Oklahoma Standard. And if we all lived by it, we'd be a lot better off.
168 people died that day, including 19 children. And America's oldest serving astronaut, Dan Pettit, has returned to Earth on his 70th birthday. Pettit and his Russian crewmates touched down in Kazakhstan after 220 days on board the International Space Station. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
A terminally ill Texas man is spending his final days volunteering across all 50 states.
Doug Rook lives by an adage.
The choice was to wait to die or to go out and live.
With terminal prostate cancer and fewer than 18 months to live, he's embarked on the Dying to Serve tour, volunteering now in 13 states.
I've gone to soup kitchens. I've gone to food pantries. I've gone to food banks.
The goal?
I want to leave a legacy of volunteering. And that wasn't the idea to start.
Dying to Serve will live on long after Rook as a nonprofit to encourage local volunteering. Brad Gibson for CBS News.
And finally, this past week, Supreme Court ruling in Britain that trans women are not the same as biological women under the country's equality laws is already reconfiguring policy there. The latest, rapists in Britain will no longer be able to identify as women in official crime statistics. It'll end a situation where some police forces record rapists as being women, even though the attackers remained by.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 30s. More clouds around for tomorrow with showers in the afternoon and evening. Highs upper 40s to 50. And still some areas of rain for Monday. Highs in the mid-50s and a touch breezy. It's 39 right now.
From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Looking for a man, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, 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 you got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
come on and be my little good luck charm. Hey, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. I do have, I do have, I do hope, I do hope, I do mind. Satan, don't want to die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be one child born in a world to carry on, to carry on.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bagel, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Grab your friends and your walk-in shoes. The Downtown Racine Spring Wine Walks are back May 3rd and May 10th from 1 to 6 p.m. For $40, enjoy 30 stops of wine and beer. Both weekends will be a blast. And if you're looking for inspiration, May 3rd is Derby Weekend. Rock your best hat. May 10th is Mother's Day, so give her the gift of time together. Not just for the ladies, this is a party for everyone. Get tickets now at racinedowntown.com and explore Racine's historic and hip downtown while supporting local businesses.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a two-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
throat. You sit around hoping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel. I ain't lying. Everybody plays the fool. Falling in love is such an easy thing to do, and there's no
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
nation. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a giving you this our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, happy. Da da da.
Smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow. There for. And when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand.
my hand in yours. Walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you filled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring and Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's more than a place to shop. Schrader's Department Store is a 134-year-old cornerstone in the Manitowoc County community of Two Rivers. It's also the oldest, and not just in the state, but the country, still operated by the same family.
I am fourth generation. We've made the store just our own special spot now.
AJ Schrader runs the store with her sister, and like every generation, grew up working there.
My sisters and I were all raised in the department store from little on. I would wait on customers when I was 12. It's just a part of who we are. Our customers are what open the doors every day.
So it's a mix of new and old, including services like tailoring.
It's just a great place to be.
It really is a slice of Wisconsin you won't find anywhere else. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
CBS News Brief, as millions of Christians around the world celebrate Easter Sunday, the Pope delivered his traditional Easter greeting from a wheelchair on the Vatican balcony. The 88-year-old pontiff missed the traditional open-air mass in St. Peter's Square earlier, but he did then make a surprise appearance in his Pope-mobile later. In Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin attended midnight mass in Moscow's cathedral after declaring a 30-hour ceasefire in Ukraine. The BBC Steve Rosenberg is in Moscow.
Russia's president wants the world to believe that he, the leader who ordered troops into Ukraine, is serious now about ending hostilities.
But in Kyiv, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claims Russia's already violating that 30-hour ceasefire. After slamming Oklahoma yesterday, that big storm front is moving east.
Missouri and Arkansas, tornado threat, damaging wind threat, and large hail.
CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.